EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, cloudy skies, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with isolated rain showers, mostly cloudy skies in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, upper 30s. And Friday, mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The ag industry celebrating National Agriculture Week. Michael Clements shares the week highlights the hard work by farmers and ranchers to keep Americans fed during the pandemic.
As the industry celebrates National Ag Week and National Ag Day, it offers a chance to reflect on the challenges and successes over the last year. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says it is a chance to honor the hard work done during the pandemic.
Agriculture is the foundation of our country, and it's also the backbone of a healthy country and a prosperous nation. And all that's made possible by the hard work of the American farmer and rancher. Aztec Steel Farming was something that we created last spring after people was going to the grocery store, seeing empty shelves, wondering whether or not the American farmer was going to still work. And we started the hashtag to inform the American people that we were going to continue to farm.
Reflecting on the last year, Duvall says the pandemic added to the daily stresses of U.S. agriculture.
A lot of our farmers lost their markets because a lot of their markets were in food services. And when those restaurants and food service areas shut down, everybody rushed the grocery store, and it changed the pattern the way Americans purchased their food. So our industry had to readjust, and that was very difficult for our farmers.
However, as farmers do best, they adapted.
You know, 1 year later, we've made great strides in returning to normal. Our commodity prices are beginning to go up. Meatpacking plants across America are almost back to full capacity, and our restaurants are returning to full service. And now we are hoping and praying that 2021 will be a better year.
Duvall says there are still challenges farmers face, and AFBF is working to help farmers and ranchers over those hurdles.
This pandemic has shown us that broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. And then there's labor. Labor is the biggest limiting factor that American agriculture has.
Visit FB.org to learn more. Michael Clements, Washington.
Tag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is reminding residents to exercise caution as the third round of stimulus payments head to residents across the state of Kansas. Cake News reports that according to the Attorney General, there have been more scams that popped up as the money comes out to the public. Schmidt is reminding individuals of tips, including the Internal Revenue Service will not be asking you to pay anything up front to receive the money. Anyone calling and claiming they can get you your check today is a scam, and the Federal Trade Commission has warned residents on Medicaid not to sign over their funds. In other news, Salina police are searching for a 34-year-old man accused of attempted murder, kidnapping, and other charges following a domestic violence incident. Cake News reports that the suspect, Brandon Lamper, left the area after attacking a 29-year-old woman. He stands 5'7", weighs 204 pounds, and has brown hair and blue eyes. An arrest warrant has been issued for attempted first-degree murder, aggravated counts of domestic violence battery, kidnapping, burglary, assault, and intimidation of a witness. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
A federal terrorism task force is investigating after mail laced with a dangerous toxin was sent to a Sedgwick County government office. The Sedgwick County Finance Department is in the county courthouse, received the certified letter on Monday. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoltz told the Wichita Eagle that the three-page letter was coated in a white powder. He says employees who handled the letter experienced coughing and skin irritation. Investigators had determined the substance is a chemical used in dye making. Authorities said yesterday that a finance division employee who was exposed was treated at a hospital and is recovering at home. Three other county employees were experiencing minor symptoms but continued to work. And Douglas County officials say a Wichita man who served a 12-year sentence for rape might not face a second trial. Last week, a Douglas County judge ordered a new trial for Albert Wilson. During the hearing yesterday, Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez said her office plans to work with Wilson's attorney to resolve the case without a second trial. Wilson was granted a new trial after Judge Sally Pecorni ruled that his original attorney provided ineffective counsel. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he doesn't like three bills pending in the Nebraska legislature, including a state takeover of Omaha Public Schools' troubled pension fund and a proposal to allow electronic keno games. Ricketts said in his weekly public column that one measure would require the state to take over management of Omaha Public Schools' pension fund, which faces an $848 million shortfall. He's also critical of a bill that would allow electronic keno as part of the state's push to regulate newly approved casinos. Ricketts also objects to a bill that would offer unemployment benefits to workers who were denied because of their citizenship status. He says it would undermine existing laws that prohibit state benefits for people in the country illegally. Federal wildlife officials have confirmed a gray wolf was shot and killed last fall in north-central Nebraska, south of Bassett. It's reported the male wolf was shot November 16th by a rancher checking on his livestock. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier spoke Saturday at the annual legislative forum in Marysville. The two had attended a similar event in Washington the previous week. They spoke of their roles and the processes involved and updated several bills. As the state budgeting process begins, monies for education have been left out, pending determination of federal dollars and related rules and regulations. They assured this was a procedural action, and once federal monies are accounted for, state funding will be determined. A bill adding transparency to property tax increases has passed. Another providing legislative oversight of the executive branch, known as the Kansas Emergency Management Act, is moving along. Lisa Mosier commented.
In a nutshell, I mean, and like Senator Bowers said, this passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. It's a good compromise to show that not one person, elected or others, has too much power during a disaster. Our freedoms, our livelihoods, and our safety must all be protected, and none of each of those being sacrificed at the cost of the other.
Elaine Bowers noted that their offices have been flooded with complaints and concerns regarding fraudulent unemployment claims, adding that other than referring constituent issues, the legislature has little control of this executive function. They do have a hotline desk now available that can assist if issues through the Kansas Unemployment Office are not resolved. Still, little was said as to who will pay the cost of the hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent claims that were paid by the state. Another issue that left more questions than answers was the recent price spike in natural gas and utility costs resulting from the February cold snap. A loan fund has been established from idle state funds for municipalities and is being extended to private businesses. One example cited was a Blue Rapids business facing a $92,000 bill for gas. Elaine Bowers explained the state has limited control, with Kansas being a member of a Southwest power pool, which is under federal oversight. The attorney general is looking into the matter, but as Bowers noted, the money seems to have just disappeared. Cities that generate their own electricity are facing a process that could mean citizens paying off the balance billed over the course of many years. Public comments at the legislative forum were direct, but the price gouging was not and should not be fair to consumers. Elaine Bowers and Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zayas.
Yeah, so we're starting to get those phone calls now, but how do we help those folks in business? I have the Department of Commerce working on that, because the last thing Commerce Secretary, who's the Lieutenant Governor now, wants to do is have a business go out in our small town. So I don't know what the answer is on that, but we're probably going to be seeing, I know hospitals are having huge electric or gas bills now. Our grain elevators, I'm starting to hear from them now. And so it's just getting started. So where before it was the municipalities, now it's our business owners and big places.
If they've been informed, so Congressman Turner, I talked to their office, Moran, all of them. So they're informed, but now we're on the wait. Mm-hmm. And but it is intolerable, unacceptable for us in the town of Blue Rapids to see one of our businesses go down because of this. And we will not have it. You know, that's just the way it is. And they're behind us, but obviously they have to do the research and figure that out.
KNDY will air a recording of the entire legislative forum this evening from 6 to 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lisa Mosher and Elaine Bowers addressed a couple of questions before concluding with a positive spin that the parties and the legislative bodies are working well together.
How you do interact with each other for the cities and different parties, and that we're really all Kansans working together. And it's not as divided as what you see on TV, that we are really, it is teamwork, and we understand that. And we respect our colleagues who are, whether the other party or if they're from the urban areas.
Catherine S. Dowd, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Catherine Dowd. Luetta Trowardek, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Burial of ashes Thursday at 9:30 at Our Savior St. John Cemetery, rural Wymore. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Luetta Trowardek. Grant T. Crawford, age 53, of Clovis, New Mexico, passed away March 10. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Grant Crawford. Gregory L. Greg Brungart, age 66, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Private family burial of the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Greg Brungart. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away January 14. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Travis Landreth.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, the low-pressure system that was across the central parts of the Midwest yesterday is now to the northeast of us, affecting the upper parts of the Midwest, and that will continue to push off towards the northeast. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, just cloudy skies for this Wednesday, but we have another system that'll be moving across the area from the southwest across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing more chances for some scattered rain showers as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We'll also see more chances for some rain showers as we head towards the end of the week with another system that will push through as well. It looks like temperatures in the 50s, warmer by Friday. So across the area, cloudy skies, lower 50s, wind gust at 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, isolated rain early, cloudy skies, mid-50s. That's Look at Your Forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Average high temperature late March 60, record high on this date 88. The average low 33, the record low is 12 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:24. Sunset this evening, 7:43. We received another 15 hundredths of an inch of rain the past 24 hours at the KNDY studios, bringing our total since the weekend to about an inch 40.
This spring, you'll find asparagus in the wild or in the supermarket, but few people grow it in the garden. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 24th, the 83rd day of the year. Actor Jim Parsons shares a birthday with football celebrity Peyton Manning, and the king of rock and roll became Private Elvis Presley in the U.S. Army on this day in 1958. In only a matter of weeks, wild asparagus will be sprouting in rural areas. But if you're hoping to grow it in the garden, you'll need a lot of patience. It takes several years of nurturing before you'll have much of a crop. For the first 3 years, harvesting should be limited to only a few weeks. Most of the fronds should be allowed to unfold to feed the root system. The good news is, once it gets going, a well-maintained bed will produce asparagus for 20 years or more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
Calling all chocolate lovers. It's a day of chocolate indulgence in downtown Beatrice this Saturday with the Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza. Register at Vintage Venue, 620 Court Street at 10 a.m. and enjoy chocolates, shopping, dining, and pop-up shops through 3 in the afternoon. Visit MainStreetBeatrice.org for more details on the Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The National College Players Association says NCAA President Mark Emmert has informed a group of basketball players who started a social media campaign to protest inequities in college sports that he will meet with them after March Madness. NCPA Executive Director Ramoji Huma says he received a letter from Emmert in response to the advocacy's group request for a meeting between the head of the NCAA and three players who started the hashtag NotNCAAProperty protest. Michigan's Isaiah Livers, Rutgers' Geo Baker, and Iowa's Jordan Bohannon are pushing for the NCAA to change its rules restricting athletes from earning money for personal sponsorship deals, online endorsements, and appearances. The players say they were disappointed with the delay and requested to meet by Friday. K-State basketball announced yesterday senior Mike McGurl will be back for the 2021-2022 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas City Royals are ready to welcome fans into the stands at Kauffman Stadium this season. Single game tickets on sale as of 10 o'clock this morning. The Royals open the season at home against the Texas Rangers on April 1st at 3:10. The team is scheduled to play the Los Angeles Angels, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Tampa Bay Rays during the first month of the season. More COVID. Georgia Tech has delayed the start of spring football practice because of positive COVID-19 tests. The Yellow Jackets were scheduled to hold their first practice yesterday. Coach Jeff Collins says Georgia Tech had prepared for the possibility by building extra days into its practice schedule. He said the Yellow Jackets fully intend to still hold our 15 practices allowed by the NCAA this spring. The school will hold off practicing until getting clearance from its medical experts. Georgia Tech is coming off a 3-7 season and a 6-16 in 2 years under Collins. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Wednesday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Itching to get started on outdoor projects already? Head over to Hometown Lumber and Hardware for this month's Doorbusters and start by saving money. If you're looking to replace your old worn-out hose, the 50-foot Flexzilla water hose is $42.99. Be ready to preen your lawn with fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer. The 14-pound bag is $11.99 and the 40.5-pound bag is $29.99. You'll find these spring supplies and more at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Mulching is part of many gardeners' yearly maintenance routine. Keep the mulch in the garden and off the surrounding lawn and walks with one of these techniques. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some gardeners use edging materials to create a physical barrier preventing mulch from spilling onto the surrounding sidewalk and lawn. Another option is to taper the edge of the garden bed so it's lower than the surrounding area. Once the mulch is applied, it too needs to be lower than the surrounding grass or walk to stay in place. Digging a V-shaped trench around your garden beds and filling it with mulch provides some additional benefits. The trench helps slow the infiltration of weeds and grass into the garden bed. Since the mulch-filled trench is even with the surrounding surface, it keeps the mulch in place and allows you to easily mow around the garden bed. No hand trimming needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was an event so important that it had to be captured on film. Yet when it actually occurred, few would even mention it in the newspaper. I'll take you to an event that changed the world, but very few realized it at the time. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. December 17th, 1903, 10:35 a.m. Orville Wright was ready to make an attempt at flight. He and his brother Wilbur sensed they were close to success, and they didn't want to let this moment pass without recording it.
He had the camera here. They made sure they took pictures of everything. The individual that took the picture that day was John T. Daniels. Before that day, John had never even seen a camera.
Jim Cross says Orville set up the camera and pointed it to the spot he believed the craft would lift off. He gave John some brief instructions.
Told John simply to look through that camera, and when he saw the craft in the viewfinder, to just press the bulb. So after that flight, when they went back to ask him if he got the picture, they were surprised that he was kind of quiet for a moment, then told him, to tell you the truth, I was so startled, I don't really remember.
That first flight covered 120 feet in 12 seconds. The fourth flight on December 17th was the longest, 852 feet in distance, and in the air for 59 seconds. It wasn't until 1908 that the Wrights began to successfully market the airplane. They believed the invention would change the world, but how it would do so may have been far different than what they imagined.
Their first thought was that this invention would end all war, because if every country had an airplane that could fly over the capital, drop a bomb, that no other country would be willing to risk that.
Wilbur died in 1912, but Orville lived until 1948. Today, National Historic Sites are maintained in their honor, both in North Carolina and in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Traveling the countryside at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday, March 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 802 Cone Street in Axtell. Selling a 2004 Pontiac Bonneville four-door, 122,000 miles, 89 Chevy 1500 Scottsdale four-wheel drive pickup, original 105,000 miles, a refrigerator, electric stove, electric dryer and washer, 22 cubic foot chest freezer, 16 cubic foot refrigerator, four-piece Athens queen-size bedroom with trifold mirror, chest of drawers, nightstand, three-piece full-size bed, dresser with mirror, chest of drawers, treadmill, a stationary bike. Collectibles include an oak lighted curio corner cabinet, a few Crocs. Lawn and garden items include a John Deere 12.5-horse, 38-inch rotting mower, 5-horse, 20-inch tiller, Earthway cedar, trimmers, a .22 rifle, other miscellaneous items, plus real estate selling at noon. It's an all-brick, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, ranch-style home with attached 2-car garage with full basement, that sits on approximately 1 acre in the east part of Axtell. Dual access to the full basement, mostly unfinished. It has a kitchen with storage area and is plumbed for a 4th bathroom. The real estate sells at noon. Sale begins at 10 for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday at 802 Cone in Axtell. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Get rid of weeds, fungi, bacteria, and other nasties in the soil by heating it up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. All you need is some clear plastic and the power of the sun as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
The same family of vegetables in the same location year after year, you're inviting a host of problems that include bacteria, insects, and troublesome soil pathogens. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says solarization is a natural way of disinfesting the soil and creating a clean slate. It will mean giving up the growing season on that plot, but all you need is a sheet or two of clear plastic and bright sunshine.
You would cultivate the area that is going to be solarized, you moisten it, and then you put either one sheet or two sheets of clear plastic over the top. That does a really wonderful job of admitting the sun's rays and actually increasing that soil temperature exceeding 120 to 140 degrees. And we're looking at a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks.
It's a jungle below the ground, and while there are horrible pathogens down there, Polomsky says we also have beneficial organisms that battle the bad ones on a daily basis. So when you solarize the soil, you're building up the desirables.
There are these thermophilic bacteria that actually are antagonistic to a number of these pathogens that are bent on destruction of our vegetable plants. So it's wonderful that we are benefiting the beneficial bacteria that are present in the soil. We also are doing a really good job of controlling a number of weed seeds as well.
Unfortunately, the solarization process will also kill off some of the helpful organisms. But Polomsky says research shows the benefits outweigh any problems that can occur. Learn more about solarizing the soil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory. Of Jesus and His love, I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. When them sings of glory, I sing a new song. 'Twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be
been on the receiving end of an act of kindness? Maybe a stranger bought you a cup of coffee or a loved one wrote you a thoughtful card out of the blue. No matter the act, I'm sure it left you feeling really good. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, being generous starts with being grateful for everything you have. By having a thankful heart, you can take the focus off of what you don't have, and instead you focus on what you do have. And it makes it so much easier to find ways to give back and to do it gladly. You know, the Bible says to sow generously. The more you give, the more inspired you'll feel. Unfortunately, giving back can sometimes fall to the bottom of the to-do list, and it's easy to get busy in your professional and personal life. But when you incorporate generosity in your financial strategy, it helps make sure that it doesn't fall off the radar. With a clear, proactive plan that incorporates generosity, you'll be sure to find the true joy in giving, and your life will be filled with even more purpose and gratitude.
John Deere introduces a seeding and fertilizing equipment combo. Details today on Farm to Fork. Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting, I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Low Mutech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com. Or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
John Deere says it's an industry first, a specific combination of tractor and planter integrating seeding with liquid fertilizer application. Kevin Jewell, a marketing manager with Deere, says the system can carry up to 1,600 gallons of fertilizer.
This is on tracks to spread out that increased weight. On the planter side, we also increase seed capacity. All this is going to lead to better runtime for our customers to hit that ideal planting window, which we know is the best opportunity to get the best yield. And really, this is a building block approach to what we introduced last year on the planter with the ExactRate liquid application system, which is able to row by row precisely lay down fertilizer and document where that's at.
Jewell says the system uses a John Deere 8RX model tractor and a model year 22 planter, which of course is compatible with Deere's Precision Ag Tech.
The ExactRate planting solution is all encompassed by our technology system. So it's seamless, it's integrated, and it's all from one supplier.
This ExactRate system will be available for the 2022 planting season. Learn more at Deere.com. Or get in touch with your local John Deere dealer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, you got bats in the belfry? I mean, actual bats nesting inside your home. Now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt Smith at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Matt will help them find their new home. Call today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late to move them.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All ship free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture is working on addressing child hunger. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack gives some examples as to what the USDA is doing.
The increase in the SNAP benefit. We now have over a million Americans that are using the SNAP benefit online because they are having a difficult time maybe accessing a grocery store. Now they have the opportunity to use this additional increase online. The pandemic EBT, that's the program that's providing help to those families whose children are now not in school, who aren't getting that school breakfast, who aren't getting that school lunch, with additional resources. And it's not just about children in school. It's also expanding that program to children under the age of six if their child care facility has been shut down.
Vilsack says there's also been updates to WIC.
We're expanding the benefit of WIC by providing a bonus payment. And we're also making sure that states have resources to extend enrollment, to find innovative ways to connect people to the WIC program.
Vilsack says the USDA is working hard to address child hunger. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online, KSCorn.com. Temperatures in Oklahoma warming up. 55 and 56 degrees in the southern and eastern sections of the state. A little cooler in the northwest, 48 and 49 degrees. The panhandle still in a bit of a chill at 42 and 43 degrees. In Kansas, south central warming up, 46, 47, 48 degrees. Northwest still chilly at 37 and 38 degrees. North central and northeastern Kansas slowly warming up as well, with soil temperatures at a 2-inch depth, 45 and 46 degrees. Southwest Kansas, about the same story, 45 and 46 degrees. So beginning to warm up slowly across the Central Plains. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Berger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewin Berger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Haulers of Agriculture and Livestock Safety, or HALS Act of 2021, was introduced last week. Bipartisan bill would deliver much-needed flexibility for livestock haulers by adding a 150-air-mile radius exemption under hours of service regulations to the back end of hauls for those transporting livestock or agriculture commodities. This legislation would also eliminate the seasonal harvest requirements for the agriculture hours of service exemption, making it available year-round for all states. Then would update and clarify the definition of agriculture commodity. NCBA President Jerry Bone from Wichita said NCBA strongly supports the bipartisan effort to provide livestock haulers with the flexibility they need to maintain the highest level of safety on the roads, transport livestock humanely, and ensure that beef remains available to consumers. The current hours of service rules allow for 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours of on-duty time, that requires 10 consecutive hours of rest. When transporting livestock, there's a real need for further flexibility beyond the current hours of service. Unlike drivers moving consumer goods, livestock haulers cannot simply idle or unload their trucks when drive time hours run out without jeopardizing animal health and welfare. USDA says milk production in the 24 major milk-producing states totaled 16.8 billion pounds in February. It's down 1.3% from February a year ago, but production up 2.3% above last year after adjusting for the leap year. January's revised production, 18.4 billion pounds, up 2.6% from January of last year. The number of milk cows on farms around 24 major dairy states, 8.94 million head. That is 88,000 more than February of 2020. Total U.S. milk production, 17.6 billion pounds, up one, which is 1.5% lower than last year at this same time. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, Mom, put us in down.
If there's ever been a spring to look forward to, it's this one. So when that first bluer-than-blue blue sky day hits, we're going for a drive. And whether it's the really, really long way to the store or a short road out of town, the windows will be down and the radio will be up. Michelin wants to help you rediscover the open road. Between March 17th and April 5th, get up to $120 total savings via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all tire lines, plus $50 service rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 and Pilot family of tires. Offer valid March 17th to April 5th, 2021.
Take advantage of this limited time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See www.michelinman.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires 4/5/2021. Void where prohibited.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Producers are working hard to reduce downstream nitrate losses. Throw in wacky weather and it becomes even more of a challenge on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires. Because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto. Your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT. A long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
A dry one for many locations. Parched plants don't take up nitrogen as well as when there's adequate soil moisture. So this means the nutrient is still in the ground come spring. If the weather is rainy, there could be higher nitrate concentrations in field drainage. There are ways, though, to keep nitrogen in the soil where it belongs. Matt Hilmers is the director of the Iowa Nutrient Research Center. He says they did a 10-year study on spring drainage and nitrate concentrations from continuous corn and continuous corn with a cover crop. This included the spring of 2013 after the drought of 2012.
If we look at the annual cropping system without cover crop, we saw that that spiked or increased in 2013. So the year following the drought, we saw that increased nitrate concentration because of residual soil nitrate levels being higher and then that subsequent drainage and leaching taking that nitrate away. But in both cases, our cover crops could be very effective in helping us reduce that increase in nitrate concentration.
In addition to cover crops, they also found that crop diversity and perennial roots in the landscape will take up some of that residual nitrate.
I think it's important to note we also have a prairie and a fertilized prairie restored in 2009 at this site. And if we look at that cumulative nitrate loss over that 10-year period, we lost less than 10 pounds of nitrogen per acre. Illustrating, if we can get that perennial system in there, we could have a dramatic reduction on nitrate loss.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing nitrate drainage losses at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. We're seeing some plus signs now for corn. They're not big plus signs, but it's an improvement. May corn is up a half a cent at 551 and three quarters. July's up one at 535 and a quarter. Not so with Kansas City wheat, still struggling there. May KC wheat down five and a half at 576 and a half. July's down five and a half at 582 and three quarters. Soybeans still looking pretty good. May beans up six and a quarter at 1429 and a half. July beans up six and a quarter at 1418. May soybean meal is 30 cents higher at 399.10. Bit of a turnaround there. July's up 50 cents at $400 even. May bean oil 61 points higher at 57.65. July's up 59 points at 54.41. So things look good in the soy complex. Corn turning around. Kansas City wheat still struggling. Cotton is still having a tough day. May cotton is down 106 at 82.47. July cotton down 106 at 83.54. In terms of livestock, things look good there. April live cattle up a nickel at 119.17. June up 27 at 120.32. We've seen some bouncing around there, but for the most part, things have straightened back out. April feeder cattle up 267 at 142.42. May is up 185 at 147.32. So a good look all the way across the cattle complex. Hogs look decent. April hogs up 117 at 97.65. May hogs up a dollar at 96.75. So all in all, the livestock complex looking pretty good right now. As we pointed out earlier, gold is on quite a rally. April gold is up $7.20 currently at $17.32.50. June's up $7.20 at $17.34.70. Silver is higher, but copper is fractionally lower. And crude oil is on quite a rally here. May crude is up $2.95 at $60.71. June is up $2.90 at $60.68 a barrel. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Holy bat trap, Batman!
No need to bother Batman. Matt Smith will handle your bat problem. If you have bats nesting in your home, now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Take care of the issue now. Call Matt today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late.
KNDY will air Saturday's Legislative Forum in Marysville with Lisa Mosier and Elaine Bowers this evening, 6 until 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on. She no longer needs you. she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried from no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need. Think she needs you. She goes out, you stay home. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone. She doesn't need him.
Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.